Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 5. The prayer of the age offered to God through the church, the body of Christ, as a house of prayer, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 18:18-19. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, truly I say to you that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. Ephesians 6:18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Acts 12:5 and 11-12. So then Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer was being made fervently by the church to God concerning him. And Peter came to himself and said, Now I know truly that the Lord has sent forth his angel and rescued me out of Herod's hand and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. And when he became aware of this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was surnamed Mark, where there was a considerable number assembled together and praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Ephesians 3:20-21. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power which operates in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. Suggested reading. The special thing about Matthew 18:18 is that there must be a move on earth before there is a move in heaven. It is not heaven that binds first, but earth that binds first. It is not heaven that looses first, but the earth that looses first. After the earth binds, heaven binds. After the earth looses, heaven looses. The move in heaven is controlled by the move on earth. Everything contrary to God has to be bound, and everything in harmony with God has to be released. Everything, whether it is something to be bound or loosed, should have its binding or its loosing originate from the earth. The move on the earth precedes the move in heaven. The earth controls heaven. We can see how the earth controls heaven from a few cases in the Old Testament. When Moses was on the mountain, the Israelites won every time he raised his hands, and the Amalekites won every time he lowered his hands. Who decided the victory at the bottom of the mountain? Did God decide or did Moses decide? We have to see God's principle of work and the key to his move. God cannot do what he wants to do unless man wants it. We cannot make God do what he does not want to do, yet we can stop God from doing what he wants to do. The victory was decided by God in heaven, but the victory was decided by Moses before men. Truly, God in heaven wanted the Israelites to win, but if Moses had not raised his hands on earth, the Israelites would have lost. When he raised his hands, the Israelites won. The earth controls heaven. God has a purpose to increase the number of the house of Israel, so that the Israelites would increase like a flock. Those who do not know God will say, if God wants to increase the number of the Israelites like a flock, he could go ahead and do it. Who could stop him? But this verse says that God must be inquired of first before he will accomplish it for them. This is a clear principle. Even though God decides on a matter, he will not do it immediately. He would increase the house of Israel only after they inquired of him. He wants the earth to control heaven. Although the church has a free will, it submits this will to God's authority as if no other will existed. This allows God to do whatever he wants to do. When the church places its will under God's will today, he will move in the same way that he will in eternity. He will move as if no other will were opposing him. This is a glory to God. We cannot make the church so low by suggesting that it is merely a meeting. No, the church is a group of people who have been redeemed by the blood, who have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit, who have committed themselves to God's hand, and who are willing to take God's will, to do his will, to stand for God on earth for the sake of maintaining his testimony. We have to see that God works according to a law. Since there is free will on earth, God will not annul man by his own will. This is a fact. God is in heaven, yet all his works on earth can be accomplished only when there is a will on earth that agrees with and decides to do the works. He will not put aside man's will on earth. He will not usurp man's will on earth and act independently. Everything related to him can be accomplished only when there is a will on earth that cooperates with him. When the earth works, God works. When the earth decides, God acts. God must have man's will in harmony with his will. This harmony in will is a great glory to God.